I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Grassroots groups and advocates for the protection of migrant workers gathered for a rally outside of the office of the Ontario Minister of Labour, Monty McNaughton. The rally was in recognition of the National Day of Mourning of workers who are injured or killed on the job. Letters from organizations and those from migrant workers, including ones that worked on Ontario farms, were read by the organizers. McNaughton was not present at the rally, but two of his office representatives met with the organizers outside to listen to their stories and demands of the government. The representatives would not confirm their names with CGRU. However, they did say that a response from McNaughton's office is forthcoming. The first letter was a collective one from the organizers, demanding that the government better protect immigrant workers, especially those who are unable to fully access Canada's healthcare system when they are unable to work due to injury or illness.
Especially for migrant workers who cannot legally obtain other work in Ontario, change the WSIB's discriminatory mental stress policies to protect all workers from the workplace harassment and abuse the WSIB denied 94% of the claims in 2018, and re-traumatized workers who have been already experiencing tremendous hardship. On April 28, we will remember, honor, and mourn the workers who were killed at work. We, as the workers and communities, are united and working together to make sure that these demands are implemented and followed by our representatives in the government. We will continue working with our allies and people in the communities to help our representatives do their jobs to protect all workers during this critical time. We urge you to respond with the immediate actions. An injury to one is injury to all. Thank you.
A second letter was read out by Sang Hung Man, a community organizer with IAVGO, a legal clinic dedicated to protecting workers' rights in the workplace.
I have been a migrant farm worker in Ontario for 8 years. Like many other workers, I'm backbone to our agriculture system. On the farm where I work, I regularly spray pesticides. There are many occupational hazards with the spraying chemicals and pesticides. Not only were there concerns regarding the chemicals you were using, but there were also concerns about access to PPE, personal protection equipment, to properly protect ourselves. During my 8 years of working on the farm, I was never provided with the PPE to protect myself from exposure to chemicals. Many workers have concerns regarding dangerous pesticides and chemicals, but are afraid of being sent home and not able to return to work for the following year. On the farm that I work at, there were workers who became sick or injured. One day, I started feeling sick, and I needed to go to the hospital. After many tests, I was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer with no chance to recovery. Each level of the government take the step to protect the people who are the backbone of our food system. Our only wish is to return to our families at the end of the season. Your government must implement protection to end the workplace dangers and death. The injuries and death of my comrades and on you, your staff, and all those with the power who have refused to do right things and provide the basic protections to all workers. We all have a duty to fight back until all those workers, migrant workers, get protections and the benefit they deserve. Justice for all, justice for migrant workers.
Sang Hung Man spoke with CGRU about why it was important for him to come out to the rally and his own experiences finding work as an immigrant to Canada, as well as dealing with his own workplace injury.
Organize with the community, like NGO workers, that we know that there's so many issues, like it's a really systematic issue that we identify by our groups, like NGO workers, that sharing our experience, that we see the pattern that happened to me, it happened to others. This is the collective, right? That we really see this is happening to many NGO workers, that we want to really do something about it. That's why we are here today, because today is a dead morning, that we know a lot of workers die every day because there's no safety at the workplace and the dangerous, like we talked about the one worker have a cancer in the stage 4 because of the pesticide he's using without the proper equipment, and an employer not really providing those protections, right? So that's why we are here, to talk about what's happening. That if you look at what the government says, that they say we have a policy and the measures and things that protect the worker. Well, that's what they said. But if you look at what's happening and come out and see, hear from the other worker, that's not happening. That's the, every day. And why people workers die? Because of that. So we want to let people know what's going on, and people need to know, and people need to kind of, let this government and other people know that we're going to have a better protection for all workers. So basically that's what we do while we are here. So I'm thank you for, asking, questions and, things like that.
Yeah. If it's okay, can you just tell me a little bit more of your own experience dealing with the Canadian government?
Yeah.
As an immigrant worker?
Yeah. So I immigrated 2004, right? And when I got injured 2005, you see, when newcomers come, or even migrant workers and all people come to Canada, we thought this is a great country. Canada is well-known country for many good things. But when you come and when you live here, try to survive and try to settle down. There's so many barriers, especially if you are racialized, if you are, have a language barriers and other barriers in our community and society, that's the hurdle, and you will easily kind of fall in cracks and things happening to your life and your whole life upside down. And that's what happened to me. And I got injured 2005, and I was working for the small roofing company. I fell down from the roof to the concrete ground. I'm survived, but I have a lot of injuries. My foot was broken piece by piece, and I have injury on my back and neck and shoulder. So what we actually getting out of that situation is not really try to actually protect us or providing a safety net to sustain our life.
May 1st is dedicated to Workers' Day, and efforts will continue for several groups to lobby for expanded workers' rights for immigrants and those dealing with workplace injuries during the month. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative